the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Cultural competence is one of the foundations of the Missouri State University Public Affairs mission, and that means that we all must embrace our differences and see them as an opportunity. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today, Dr. Ken Coopwood is my guest. He is the Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion at Missouri State University, and he is here to share about planning for diversity in an organization.
When you're trying to build diversity on a campus or organizational level, it's critical to get to know the people who make things happen on a day-to-day basis. That means scheduling meetings, listening, doing lots and lots of listening, and taking notes so that you can find common threads of interest, common grounds of support, and concerns that have been longstanding. It's important to also develop these questions that you might ask when you do those visits so that you can eventually develop an action agenda, something that can be used that has the voice of the people in it and throughout it, and can become a model, if you will, for collaborative action and future integration of people who you didn't get to talk to.
Once you've formulated a strategy for diversity, Coopwood says implementing it requires education.
Diversity is an academic pursuit, and the office and the division for diversity and inclusion is an academic office with an administrative face. And we are very much engaged in dealing with forward-thinking education and miseducation, which prevents that thinking from going forward in terms of affecting institutional change, community engagement, inclusive excellence. We fully understand that those things happen through cognitive transformation, which drives behavior, which drives the economy and future of Springfield.
There's an old adage that says one of the only constants in life is change. However, when you move forward with a plan of any type of change, you encounter some resistance. Coopwood explains some of the challenges.
Challenges that you encounter when you're trying to make change, or any type of change, is one, the challenge of familiarity. People are familiar with things that they've been taught, things that they've been told, things that they're used to doing, etc. And it's not anything to shy away from if you truly are interested in long-term and systemic change. Sustainability happens incrementally, just like the education and the resistance that blocks the way for change. In terms of Missouri State University and as an academic institution, well, it's just that change is academic. And it's a discourse that doesn't happen overnight. It's one that will necessarily involve a re-education for the 21st century student and infrastructure.
According to local demographics, approximately 90% of the population in Springfield is white. In an area with these demographics, Coopwood says that you must make a specific plan and be open-minded to allow the area and organizations you work for to become more diverse.
The opportunity, if I could coin it in two words, I would say national magnetism. And what I mean by that is that Springfield has an enormous potential to diversify itself. It has potential to grow its market share in almost any industry in terms of whether it's housing, employment, entertainment, you name it. We have an opportunity to be more representative of the broader United States of America and the world. So in moving forward with that agenda, where we're serious, we can construct the infrastructure that makes Springfield the place to be in terms of its educational opportunity, in terms of its employment opportunity, in terms of its health care, et cetera. It's wide open, and we would be foolish not to take advantage of that.
That was Dr. Ken Coopwood, Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.